Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Homer Representative Sarah Vance of District 6 shared her experience of this year's legislative session on KSRM Sound Off with Dwayne Bannock. Considering that funding needed to be determined early in the session, Vance said that the House of Republicans wanted to address education issues as soon as possible.
So we worked really hard to try to address that by addressing the correspondence, the charter schools, transportation, and funding inside the formula. As you well know, there was a snafu, and the governor vetoed that and said, you know what, we can do better. We need to do better for our teachers, and we need to do better for our charter schools. And I agreed with him.
The legislature was able to provide 1 year of financial stability for homeschool correspondence students. Pending the final hours of the session, a couple of bills still needed to be addressed. But once the clock struck midnight, it left both the House and the Senate members wondering, is this even legal? The majority leader said they didn't know. Vance explains that prior precedent sometimes forces the law to say that a legislative day does not end until the work is done, but it makes the individuals wonder just how legal that really was.
And that's why it's like, well, if it is, we don't want it to backfire, but if it's not, so some were calling our Representative Carpenter, then called legislative legal and asked, where are we at on this? Because we're hearing conflicting messages. And then that's when you heard his speech claiming, hey, this is what they're saying. We need to put a stop to this. It becomes a messy process. You get more than one attorney in the room, you get more than one answer.
Because of this, word on the street is that Governor Mike Dunleavy will veto the bills that were passed after midnight. If this were to happen, Vance said she would respect his decision. A Kenai man has pled guilty to threatening a U.S. senator. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai man who threatened a sitting U.S. senator believed to be Lisa Murkowski pleaded guilty to making interstate threats to kidnap and injure on Wednesday. Arthur Graham, 46, originally sent a web form submission to the U.S. senator on September 28, 2023, threatening severe bodily injury and kidnapping. Congressional staff members reported the threat to the U.S. Capitol Police, and an investigation was launched. Graham identified himself in the threat. Law enforcement later confirmed the sender was Graham and lived in Kenai. He was taken into custody by special agents from the U.S. Capitol Police and FBI at his home on October 30th. An affidavit submitted to a federal judge on October 27th stated there was probable cause to believe Graham had willfully transmitted interstate and foreign commerce communications containing a threat to kidnap and injure United States Senator One. Throughout the affidavit, the threatened senator remains unnamed. However, based on references to this senator as she and her, it is widely speculated that United States Senator One is Lisa Murkowski, given that she is Alaska's only female senator. Graham's threats against the senator were not his first foray into threats of kidnapping, harm, or death via the internet. In a series of emails sent from 2019 to 2020, he made repeated graphic death threats against prominent New York-based investigative journalist Frank Parlato, as well as several women mentioned in some of Parlato's articles. Graham is scheduled to be sentenced on October 1st and faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. U.S. Attorney S. Lane Tucker of the District of Alaska and Chief J. Thomas Manger of the U.S. Capitol Police made the announcement. The U.S. Capitol Police and FBI Anchorage Field Office investigated the case with the assistance from the Kenai Police Department and Alaska State Troopers. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Representatives Mary Potola, Jared Huffman, James Molin, and Ed Case reintroduced Sustaining America's Fisheries for the Future Act.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.